Welcome to Mindfulness for Everyone.
Podcast 5, Distractions. In this podcast, we will be looking at dealing with distractions during meditation and ending with a meditation called Counting 4 Breaths. I will also be discussing how we can practice mindful listening. But first we will start, as we usually do, with a minute's silence. Before you do, just to remind you of the suggested routine to focus your attention. So, settling by finding a comfortable position and focus on the breath. Checking your sitting posture, letting go of past and future concerns, and then focus on your breathing again. Remembering to check in how you are feeling and setting an intention. Focus your attention on the peace beyond. And as distractions arise, return back to observing the breath. So, settle in a comfortable position and the music will play for a minute. So gently deepen your breathing, feel your feet on the ground, move your toes and fingers, and open your eyes if closed, and look around. Review and reflect. In the previous podcast, we have done some mindful exercises and tried different practices that we can use when meditating, the sitting posture, body scanning, focusing on the breath, observing thoughts. How are you getting on? Have you been able to sit and practice? Again, don't take a critical view of what you have or have not been able to do. Have an easy, soft attitude to yourself. After all, meditation is not about achieving goals, but generally about becoming more aware. It's an opening up and is something that evolves at its own pace. So our reflection is more one of observing what is happening, but how we are responding. What are our feelings? You can make a mental note of some of these thoughts, or better, write a few things down. Mindfulness, attentive listening. Practicing mindfulness and meditation can be beneficial for yourself, but when listening to someone mindfully, it's beneficial for them too. Listening to someone with your full attention is a challenge. It is listening without interrupting and in a non-judgmental way. Besides not interrupting them when they are speaking, it is learning to deal with our own wandering thoughts. In meditation, we learn to recognize our own thoughts, put them to one side, and bring our attention back to what we're focusing on. With attentive listening, we are focusing on what the other person is saying, and not being distracted by our own thoughts about what they're saying. For example, if someone is telling you that they've been on holiday to Spain, we often immediately want to tell them of when we or a friend have been to Spain too, and tell them of our experience. Of course, we're all used to normal conversations where we constantly react and comment to what others are telling us, which can be fun and stimulating. But attentive listening is when we recognise that the other person wishes to share something that is personal, perhaps upsetting to them, such as their worries or grief, or they've had some bad news. They've chosen you consciously or unconsciously to share their story with. Recognising this in itself is helpful. Giving them time and space without commenting will help them articulate their difficulties and begin to find their own solutions. They may not find a way forward straight away, and sometime later a solution may emerge for them. So we listen attentively without judgment to what they're saying, and not adding our comments or views. As we sit quietly listening, our own thoughts about what has been said will arise. Acknowledge them and return our attention to listening. This is the most difficult of tasks, but our meditation practice will equip us to do this. The person who is doing the talking will be appreciative of your efforts, because it will be rare for them to have the space to talk uninterrupted. It is a skill we can practice and develop. If you have a friend who wishes to practice too, start by giving yourself 3 minutes uninterrupted attention each. Of course, you can just practice by not interrupting someone when they are talking. Dealing with distractions. Before practicing the exercise, counting 4 breaths, we can consider for a moment some of the things that can distract us from being mindful. We know that while meditating, many thoughts will interrupt our concentration. Memories may arise. Thoughts of things to do will appear. Some of the thoughts may be agreeable, and we stay with them for longer. The thoughts may be very creative and have solutions to some problems you have been concerned about. What we're learning to do is to acknowledge all thoughts in the same way, being non-judgmental and letting them pass. We say to ourselves, "I'll deal with these later." We remind ourselves that our attention at this time is on counting the breaths. We can deal with any feelings in the same way as thoughts. Feelings such as anger or resentment, anxiety and so on. Observe the feeling, acknowledge it, accept it and let it pass. We may choose a nice quiet spot to meditate, then we're disturbed by a phone ringing, traffic outside or a noisy machine. We adopt the same attitude. Accept the interruption and the feeling it brings up, and return to focusing on our breath. We may even welcome it as it challenges our concentration. The same may be true of bodily distractions, such as a niche or discomfort somewhere in our body. These interruptions will inevitably happen, and the challenge is to change our response. When I was at work consulting with a patient, sometimes the phone would ring and disturb me. Out of habit, I would immediately pick up the phone and feel irritated. Then I learned to let it ring 3 times before answering. This gave me time to focus on my breathing, become calm, apologize to the patient for the interruption, and calmly answer the phone with my full attention. Training the mind to focus on one task at a time is like going to the gym where we repeat movements to strengthen certain muscle groups. In this instance, we are practicing the muscle of mindfulness while strengthening the neuron tracks in the case of the brain. At first, we will not be able to focus for more than a few seconds, but with time, our thoughts will be less intrusive and calmer. Counting four breaths. Counting four breaths is a structured type of meditation and requires an effort of concentration. It is a really useful practice of mindfulness and meditation. As I said, it's like going to the gym to keep fit. Doing a basic exercise like this keeps the mind clear and alert. The music will play for 3 minutes, and later you may wish to practice for longer on your own. If you do, set your clock or watch for the time you plan to sit for. One can meditate in most places where you can fit in 2 to 3 minutes, but if you do wish to meditate for longer, it is easier if you choose a quiet place and a time when you will be undisturbed. We'll be counting the breath for four breaths before repeating, counting one on an out breath, then two on the next out breath, up to four breaths, before starting to count at one again up to four. You may find it easier to say an and on the in breath. So it is one and, two and, three and, four and, one. Find a comfortable position and have your feet flat in the ground and spine straight. Hands on thighs or lap. Check your sitting position and do a quick body scan. If there is any part that is tense, acknowledge it and tell it to relax. Focus on your breathing. Observe the out-breath as your abdomen gently goes in, or watch the air go in and out of your nostrils. Count on each out-breath 1 to 4. 1 and 2. If your mind begins to wander, acknowledge the thoughts and return to counting the breaths. There's still 30 seconds left, so keep counting 1 to 4. Now, slowly deepen your breathing. Move your feet then your hands. Open your eyes, and when you're ready, have a stretch. It is said that we are truly meditating on each occasion we bring our attention back to the counting. There are different types of meditations, such as guided meditations, which we will be doing in other podcasts, but the counting of the four breaths is a good one to practice on your own, as it does help with concentrating on one thing at a time. Some days you'll find it quite hard to stop your thoughts wandering, and others it seems easy. Just notice that, and don't see it as a success or failure. Also, before the next podcast, I would encourage you to try the mindful listening, as it's such a useful skill to develop. In the next podcast, we'll be doing an exercise on values and discovering our own core values. Also, we'll be doing a mindful exercise on taste. It will be useful if you can bring a raisin or a small sweet or nut.